Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Not all the predictions about how this pandemic would play out have proven correct. Some have been off by quite a bit, but the prediction that this would be the worst week yet in terms of deaths caused by the virus, that does appear to be correct. Still, even in these grim numbers, there are some glimmers of hope, as Glenn Shuck reports from City Hall this morning.
731 lives lost in New York State Tuesday, the biggest one-day death toll. Governor Cuomo trying to find hope in these numbers. Hospitalizations are down. Is it possible the outbreak is leveling off?
We talk about numbers, but that's 731 people who we lost. Behind every one of those numbers is an individual, is a family, is a mother, is a father, is a sister, is a brother.
Governor Murphy extending the public health emergency by 30 days in New Jersey has also closed all state and county parks.
We have seen far too many instances where people are gathering in groups in our parks, erroneously thinking since they're outside, social distancing doesn't matter. Nothing could be further from the truth.
We've learned that New Jersey Transit has also lost one of their own, Joe Hansen, from COVID-19. For 20 years, a conductor on the Raritan Valley Line. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at City Hall.
That's New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, where they have about 7,800 confirmed infections. Governor Ned Lamont says his state's hospitals are keeping up so far.
Our hospitals are doing an amazing job, and we're beginning to share equipment and share vents and share people between and among hospitals to make sure that we have capacity. And right now we have the capacity. Connecticut is doing it on their own. But believe me, I'm knocking on White House's door every day I can.
The coronavirus death toll in Connecticut is 277. Governor Lamont has been saying for a while now that Connecticut schools probably won't reopen this spring, but there is a possibility the school year could continue through the summer. Some other states also seem to be leveling off, but that does not mean that social distancing can end.
If this is the plateau, Dr. Eric Choi Pena at Northwell Health said it is not sustainable.
I won't want to conflate the idea that we're leveling off with everything's fine. We might be fortunate in that there will be less pain than we were anticipating, but still a lot of pain.
There were more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the tri-state region alone in the last 24 hours. Choi Pena said social distancing must continue.
We think we're leveling off because of the social distancing. We don't want to stop now. Let's keep going.
He said the viability of hospitals depends on it. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
One of the points that came up during yesterday's daily White House briefing is that the virus seems to be taking a bigger toll on African Americans. Dr. Anthony Fauci talked about why that might be.
When you look at the predisposing conditions that lead to a bad outcome with coronavirus, the things that get people into ICUs that require intubation and often lead to death, they are just those very comorbidities that are unfortunately disproportionately prevalent in the African American population.
In Illinois, for example, blacks account for 15% of the population, but 43% of virus deaths. In Louisiana, blacks account for 70% of the fatalities, but only a third of the population. The president said he was disturbed by the trend. In New York City, the virus appears to be killing about twice as many men as women. Possible explanations there range from differences in behavior to biological differences. Women are known to have more robust immune systems. At his daily briefing yesterday, the president had a bone to pick with the World Health Organization and its handling of the pandemic.
They didn't want the borders closed. They called it wrong. They really called, I would say, every aspect of it wrong.
So it's until the funding freeze.
I'm not happy about it. Look, we fund it. Take a look. I mean, go through step by step. They said there's no big deal. There's no big problem. There's no nothing.
And the president said he would put a hold on U.S. funding of the WHO. Pressed on that, he then backtracked and said he was only considering cutting off funding. With a tremendous need for medical personnel and other essential workers right now, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is proposing an incentive plan.
It's a premium pay increase for essential workers. That's not just health care workers, but all essential workers, up to $25,000 from the start of the public health emergency until the end of the year. That's equivalent to a raise of about $13 an hour.
He's calling it heroes pay, which in addition to medical personnel would go to grocery store clerks and truck drivers. He says they're getting lots of applause and kudos, but they also need cash. Bigger corporations would be expected to cover the extra pay on their own. The federal government would provide for smaller firms. This is a mentally trying time for a lot of Americans, and the president addressed that at yesterday's briefing.
At a time when many Americans are experiencing increased stress, anxiety, and personal loss, we must also ensure that our country can meet the mental health needs of those struggling in this crisis. There are people struggling. They're struggling. And some people are getting to know each other, frankly. Some families are getting to know each other on a positive note, but there are a lot of people struggling. On Thursday, I'll be speaking to leaders and advocates from the mental health organizations all across our country, and we are going to be talking about resources and tools.
One thing that will improve the mental outlook of the nearly unemployed would be more money. Congress has approved an additional $600 a week payment for jobless workers as part of a rescue package signed into law by President Trump last month. But it could take several weeks for that money to filter through federal and state bureaucracies into bank accounts. Maria Amoretti's husband, Victor, age 54, had a history of health problems when he was admitted to a hospital with coronavirus symptoms. They put him on a ventilator. Maria had been looking forward to celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary, but instead she started to plan Victor's funeral. However, after 17 days, Victor stabilized. Then the next day, he was discharged. Maria wanted to share her story.
There's people that are surviving. And I really wanted my message to get out there. That there is hope. There is truly, truly hope. And prayers, tons of prayers.
Maria from Scarsdale talked to ABC 7. Now she and Victor get to celebrate their 30th after all. Passover begins at sundown. Ordinarily, Jewish families would be gathering for the traditional Seder, but that's not recommended this year. As for Jewish seniors and others who can't get out, Rabbi Joseph Potasnik of the United Board of Rabbis says they will be provided for.
There are food pantries that we support. So when we say let all who are hungry come and eat, we got to do it in advance. Don't wait till the last minute. And obviously this year there are even more challenges, so we try to go that extra step so we can say that this year we have made sure that people have what to eat, what to celebrate at a Passover Seder.
And the UGAA will provide holiday packages to more than 4,000 needy families with matzo ball soup, stuffed cabbage, and chicken with potatoes and carrots. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.